You're on ABC Radio Sydney. Good to be with you here this morning. We're talking about the taxis. We've had a few people sort of, we've had a couple of people saying, look, they've encountered this issue again where the taxi driver just says, no, I'm not putting the meter on, it's a fee. Others said, look, I've had three taxis in the last week or so. They've all been fine. They've all put the meter on. So is it still widespread? Is it still a problem? Is it still something that you've encountered? And how effective has the New South Wales Point-to-Point Transport Commissioner been? This is Anthony Wing, who took on the job about a year or so ago. Nick Abraham joins us. He's CEO of the New South Wales Taxi Council. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, James.
Yeah. So do you feel like it's been fixed?
It's not fixed. Let's be very clear on that. Whilst it's pleasing to see the number of complaints coming down, James, it's still not good enough. And, pleased to hear, your listeners saying that, the number of experiences they've had over the last few weeks has been positive. And that's an indication that the majority of the drivers out there are good drivers and out there doing the wrong thing. However, we do want to put out a strong message. I don't know if there's any other way to say this, but to those who think they can do the wrong thing and get away with it, they'll be caught up because there's a zero tolerance on this, and we want to stamp this right out.
Well, and customers need to not tolerate it as well. Although somebody said, they were at the Opera House, they rejected the first one because they did it. The next one did it as well.
Yeah, and that's not good enough. And what we'd love that customer to do is to be aware of the measures that are in place with the point-to-point commissioner's hotline to get the minimum requirement around details, jot it down, report those drivers so that then they can be investigated and follow up and action needs to be taken against those drivers.
Well, here's a different view. Jess has said an agreed fee is in many ways better than the meter. You can both agree on what's fair. There's no potential for the blowout. People are used to Uber, which tells you what the cost is. Why is it a problem, asked Jess. Nick?
Yeah, okay. So, and look, let me make it very clear. Passengers and drivers have the ability to have a chat around the fare, but as long as they are playing by the rules and complying with those regulations. And that is, if it is a taxi fare from the rank or picking up off the street, the driver, under every circumstances, regardless of the discussions that the passenger has, must use that meter. And that meter sets a maximum fare. So by the end of that trip, wherever that passenger gets to that destination, whatever's on that meter is the maximum amount a driver can charge. Now, a driver may decide to give a discount or negotiate a lower fare with that passenger, but as long as, I must repeat, the meter's turned on and whatever the fare that passenger pays at the end of the trip is the same or lower than the amount that is on that meter. A driver cannot take the opportunity to charge any more than the maximum fare or what is on that meter. And those are the rules, and that's what needs to be followed.
Yeah. Anthony Wing joins us, New South Wales Point-to-Point Transport Commissioner. Anthony Wing, good morning.
Good morning, James.
Just clarify your title. What does that mean? What do you cover?
So I'm the regulator for passenger services such as rideshare, including Uber and Didi, and also taxis and other small passenger vehicles.
Right. So you've been in it for a year?
Several years now. Yeah, right. Just before COVID.
All right. And how effective do you think it's been? Like, how effective is your crackdown on this, not putting the meter on, trying to get a standard fare been?
Okay. So it was a major problem just before Christmas, and you'll recall that. And in fact, I think we spoke at the time, and we made it a major focus just before Christmas. We have issued more than 150 fines to drivers since then for doing this kind of behaviour. We've also worked very closely with the taxi companies because it's their drivers. I made it clear to them they also need to take action against drivers, and we set up a hotline so that passengers could report this and action could be taken. It was a major problem before Christmas. It's not at the same level now, but nevertheless, it continues to happen, and I want drivers to be aware that they take a risk of getting a fine every time they do this, and what's more, that passengers can and do report them.
Yeah. And look, as you say, we've had some people saying, look, it's fine, but like here's a couple have come in just in the last little minute or so. Catch a taxi on any weekend outside the Opera House, the State Theatre, through the city. All three drivers quote the price up front. No meters. Different during the day if you book by phone or app, says someone. Trying to get a taxi from the Horden after Smashing Pumpkins, three taxis would not put their meter on. They wanted to charge $200 to Curl. The fare is no more than $80. What should people do, Anthony Wing, at that moment?
Well, so So firstly, they should be aware that the driver is required to use the meter. Secondly, I really urge passengers to report that behaviour. One of the reasons those drivers who still do it is because they think no one will ever report them. Well, passengers can report them and action can be taken. It can be investigated and looked into. And they should call the hotline number on 1-800-500-410. And hopefully also they would get details of the taxi license plate and the service provider written on the side of the taxi.
Now, are you saying, then do that like right at the moment, get in the cab and do it? How would you, what behaviour should happen?
Well, I would suggest that they they should be aware they do not need to pay in excess of the meter, but I also think that they should report that at the appropriate time as well, when the good time for them, because that's kind of reporting is what will help suppress those drivers who are still attempting to do this.
When they give you, if the call to the hotline includes driver and number and the rest, what happens?
Okay, so if they call the hotline, we refer it to the taxi company because the taxi company needs to investigate that driver and investigate the situation and then take appropriate action, which could range from giving refunds through to warnings, monitoring, retraining, or if the driver, in some cases, the driver will simply get thrown off their platform.
Yeah. Nick, you've dealt with that?
We have. And look, James, I want to, I guess, commend the work that's been done by the Commissioner, and that is whether it be in the overt and covert operations that they carry out. But as well, that complaints hotline has really worked well, and we have seen those complaints coming down. But I do believe that more needs to be done. And when I say more, I do believe that the Commissioner needs additional support, and that whether that is heavier penalties, but also we want to look at an industry-wide approach around how we can actually remove these drivers, particularly repeat offenders. We don't want them driving taxis. In actual fact, we don't want them driving any point-to-point services. So whilst the taxi service provider, James, can actually remove them off the platform, but there's nothing at the moment to stop them from going and driving for another provider and getting, and they're doing that. And this is the problem. They're finding their way around and saying, okay, no problem. We'll just go off to another provider and work for them. What we need to do and work together as an industry and work with the commissioner to find a way to deter these drivers. And send a strong message, say, if you want to do this, not only are you going to be removed from your platform, you're going to be removed from the industry completely, so you don't have the ability to drive. And I think that's where we need to get to, together with tougher penalties to support the commissioner.
Yeah. Nick, great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, James.
Nick Abraham, CEO of the New South Wales Taxi Council. Anthony Wing, it does seem as though you and the industry are hand in hand on this.
Well, everyone wants to stamp this out, so yes.
Yeah. Good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Anthony Wing is the New South Wales Point-to-Point Transport Commissioner. And that number, 1-800-500-410. I guess if you're a regular taxi user, put it in, you know, have it in the phone, ready to go. It's 1-800-500-410. You know, you can be ringing that. I don't know that I'd get in the cab. You don't want that sort of confrontation necessarily, but certainly, you know, ring it. I mean, the difficulty, I suppose, is when you're stuck, it's Opera House, it's 11 o'clock at night, or you're in the city and you're wanting to get home, it is difficult to then negotiate or to wait to try and get another cab and that sort of thing. But the more we report, obviously, the more that can be done. 1-800-500-410 is that hotline.